This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's doing a pretty good job. We just got to coach them all. We're going to use them all, so it doesn't really matter who starts.
Jay Gruden on his receiver. Distribution of play time after the game. Grant and Danny, 106.7. The Fan, time for some game balls and gassers from you on the phones. Keep using Josh Doctson as your number one receiver. He's the best one you got on the outside. Last night, 3 catches, 5 targets. Fairly quiet, but at least caught the ball when it got to him. 2 more drops for Terrell Pryor. You'll hear from him from the locker room a little bit later in the show. Kirk Cousins is with us at 11. We can ask him about his wide receivers in 25 minutes. You'll only hear him today right here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. A show you can take with you on the move. We're mobile. Download the all-new radio.com app. Listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime. Anywhere. Let's go to Scott in D.C. Scott, we want a game ball for the best, a gasser for the worst.
Morning, guys.
Hey, bud.
So I hate to do this, but I'm going to give the game ball and the gasser to the same guy. And I got to go with Kirk for a couple of reasons. One, he's our guy on offense. You know, he had 300 yards, 3 more touchdowns. He's getting it done for us. But he's got to know that offensive line is struggling a little bit, and he cannot get out of that pocket to save his life. He needs to scramble around a little bit, take notes from Carson Wentz if he has to, change the play at the line. He cannot get out of his own way in that pocket, and it's killing us.
Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, maybe you'd like him to be more mobile. I just think he's a different player than Wentz. Wentz is 6'5 and 240. He could take more contact. He's Roethlisberger more than he is Cousins in terms of being able to move around. He's faster, he's more athletic. Kirk has done much better, I think, at extending plays. He had another big scramble last night for a first down. I thought he got a really generous spot.
He's run for 9 first downs this year, Kirk Cousins has.
Yeah. But if you're saying last night in the second half you're under siege, you got to move around, that's a fair enough critique. I would also say, if I'm Jay Gruden, why am I not calling bootlegs? Why am I not moving the pocket?
Yeah, ran a couple of those with great success.
You did early on, and they didn't go back to it. But you got offensive linemen being plucked out of the crowd, basically, to play. How about you move your quarterback around? Jay is in D.C. What's up, Jay?
What's up, you guys? My game ball, no gasses today. My game ball goes to Joshua Housley. If that punt had got picked up as a fumble, I would have threw myself out of a window. And he saved that. And my game ball goes to the line as well. They were, like, picking up the pieces. I feel like Chase Roullier came in and did his thing. I can't ask for more from them. And then I got to give a game ball to the wide receivers. Honestly, I feel like they're doing the best with the opportunities they're given, except for Terrell Pryor. Every time you throw the ball, they actually catch the ball. I can't ask anything more from them.
Well, there weren't drops. The problem is, you know, you watch the Eagles as an example last night. How many guys were just running free?
Yeah, all the time.
Behind everybody and in the middle of the field. Other than Vernon Davis, the Redskins don't have that. Even you think about Josh Doctson's catches, Ryan Grant's catches, Crowder on third down a couple times on the incompletions. They got guys draped on their back. They're not running free.
Yeah, there's a lack of dynamic ability with the Redskins receivers on the outside. Again, I say this to Redskins fans all the time. Watch the rest of the league. Watch what it looks like when it's, because sometimes scheme opens something up for you. Like when you get Vernon Davis stuck on a linebacker, that's scheme, because that one-on-one, Vernon Davis is going to win that every time. If a linebacker gets stuck there, great look, great read, great pass, great everything, big gain for Vernon Davis. That's why he's averaging over 20 yards a clip. But you watch the rest of the league, when somebody's a true number one, when someone's a legit wide receiver, and you leave them one-on-one, they're dusting dudes. They're killing people where guys get their hips turned and get freaked out. I mean, the Redskins just don't have that.
I'll give you an example. On that hot throw to the sideline, a little bubble, to Josh Doctson, when Cousins always talks about stealing yards on first down,
mm-hmm.
He made a DB miss, and he picked up 12 for a first down. That's a number one wide receiver kind of – that's an A.J. Green play.
Right, that's what they do.
That's what those receivers do. I'm telling you, Doctson has that ability, and it's going to come. It's not going to come in your first handful of games in the league. It very rarely ever does. Takes a little bit of time. But he's on a different level than these other guys. Ryan Grant, 4 years in, still doesn't get a first down when he's 2 yards from the sticks and he's got one guy to fall. Basically, you fall over top of that guy, run into him and push him so that he falls backwards, you're going to fall for the first down. Instead, he dances out of bounds. That's the difference. Jermaine in Ashburn, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
Hey, my game ball would have to go to Josh Doctson. I know everybody's kind of jonesed on him because of his injuries and stuff, but he's really, like you all were saying, he's really starting to step up. My gasser would have to be, as Danny pointed out earlier, Terrell Pryor. My God, where's Mo Harris when you need him? But anyway, you know, win or lose, something I did notice, everybody can pick apart, you know, different positions, but those guys played their hearts out last night. And, you know, nobody expects us to win the Super Bowl this year. They're exactly who we thought they were going to be, and the injuries, people are sticking it out, and they're not quitting like they were years ago.
Well, I don't know about quitting years ago, but I will agree with the grit and the toughness. Trent Williams playing through a fairly severe knee injury.
Morgan Moses
stays hurt and stays on the field. He was asked last night, I think it was Ben Standing had this, are you going to play next week? And he said, as long as I don't have a broken bone, I play. He's like, do I miss games? Do you remember me missing games? That is a tough son of a gun. Spencer Long came back in. Brandon Scherff, I thought, tore his ACL, and then he's walking around trying to get back into the game. Who knows what's going on with his MCL? He's going to have an MRI today. That's just the offensive line.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Mason Foster come back into a game, had the big pick against the Rams with a separated shoulder?
Every defensive Brown, back goes Josh, down every other play.
And Josh Norman wanted to play with broken ribs, can't even cough or sneeze, but he wanted to play last night. He was mad that he couldn't. This is a super tough team. I love that about this group. And I'll go into battles with these guys on Sundays and Mondays. I like this collection of players. They got to make more plays if they're going to make the playoffs. Will in Springfield, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Will.
I got a bone to pick with Bruce Allen. I can't understand, still can't understand, why would you let go of these two receivers? At least keep one. The receivers we got now can't even run back to the quarterback when they're
on the scramble drill kind of situation. Yeah.
Your phone got lost there. They weren't going to sign either of those two guys because they both got overpaid. And that's what happens on the market. You get overpaid.
Yeah, that's why you don't let guys get to market.
We see it with Kirk Cousins. We see it all the time. Pierre Garçon, really good player. I miss him so much. Overpaid. DeSean Jackson is not returning the investment in Tampa at all if you look up his numbers. Overpaid. Now, my issue with Goose is that they handled both of those negotiations incorrectly. And in the case of Garçon, in an embarrassing way, where they basically didn't even reach out to that guy at the end of the season after all that he'd done that he rendered, which is not okay. But I didn't need them to re-sign one of those two guys. What I needed was to have some option that is moderately reliable on the outside. And maybe Brian Quick could be that guy. Play him. I refuse to believe that Maurice Harris, this second right now, is on a better wide receiver than Terrell Pryor. I refuse to believe that because I've just seen it with Pryor. I don't think he still has one catch inside the numbers. He dropped another in-breaking route, afraid of contact last night. Let's go to Tony in Fredericksburg on the fan. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. So my game ball would go to Reed. It's just nice to see him back in the red zone and actually be the big difference maker that everyone knows he can be. It's just a huge matchup nightmare in there. And then my gasser is going to go to Swearinger. He missed on a tackle on Ertz when he just walked right in the end zone. He got beat a couple of times in the middle of the field. So he just kind of had a rough day last night.
Yeah, Swearinger's had a good season, and he's a great leader, and this is a smart acquisition and a signing that's going to work out well. He had a bad game. And the reason you play on three teams in a span of four seasons is because you've got some warts.
Yeah, he got exposed a little bit.
In coverage, when you ask him to basically sustain double moves and play deep, you're going to get Landry'd from time to time. He is a in-the-box, physical, hard-hitting safety. He's not great in coverage, and that got exposed last night.
Yeah, you saw him a couple times filling in the run and did really well. That's what he's good at. What he's not good at is, as the caller pointed out, in space, you get Zach Ertz one-on-one with momentum one way. That's a touchdown. I knew that right away as soon as Ertz had enough space to catch it. And as soon as I saw Carson Wentz throw it deep. You know how you know sometimes, like, the launch angle of a baseball with a hitter. You're like, I don't need to see anything else.
Bomb.
I know it's gone.
Yeah.
As soon as went through that ball, I went, that's a touchdown. That's kind of the feeling that I had, knowing that he's not going to pull
that
it.
Ball was in the air for so long.
He threw it 70 yards
he's
or something outrageous.
He's kind of rocking.
He's great, but I don't know. You still had chances.
At least you get to play him twice a year for the next 10 years.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, 800-636-1067. More game balls and gassers coming your way in moments. Also, want to look ahead at the next couple weeks of the Redskins schedule. Kirk Cousins in 17 minutes live on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.